Welcome everybody back to the Preacher Parker Show. It's been a long time since I've been back. Been a while since I've been back solo dolo. But I appreciate everybody that has followed the last few episodes I've made on the Preacher Parker Show. Once again, you are welcome to please subscribe to the channel. Also to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you can find me. But the Preacher Parker Show is legitimately a very serious show, because we talk about very heavy topics, but at the same time, I do like to reach out and talk about positive things, the things that are better for us. And right now, I want to start this show off today talking about dreams that are yours. Dreams that are yours, not somebody else's dreams. Not achieving somebody else's plans. Not following the footsteps of your parents or your friends or those you think you need to present or represent or make feel better. There's so many people out here right now that's achieving their goals, their dreams, and their destinies based on the things they thought about, based on what they saw, what they envisioned, what they followed and just designed themselves to go towards that way. There was a path that they knew they had to take. For those that are listening to this right now, you're probably asking, what are you talking about? And for those that understand what I'm talking about, let's just get down to it. Let's just say you're a young child and you start out your life right now, because I do have some young viewers right now that listens to this. And your parents, your dad's a bus driver. You know, he's been bus driving for the last 20 years. Is there anything wrong with being a bus driver? Absolutely not. There's great careers there. Some people make decent money there. But you saw it as a child and you asked yourself, oh, dad, I want to be just like my daddy. Not because there are some kids that really want to be just like their parents, what they saw. And that's what they want to be. But then there's some kids that's like, daddy, I want to be an astronaut, or I want to be a ballerina. And your dad looks at you and says, are you crazy? So this bus driver thing is a sure thing. I'm already in it. And I know you could be great too. You'll provide for your family. But that's not what you saw. But instead of you having the input or the courage to want to do things your own way, or challenge yourself, or say, this is the dream I want, you went and followed that footstep. So you followed that footstep in your early 20s, you got the job, you've been there for the next 5 to 10 years, and then you sense this dissatisfaction, this urge to do more. You're not happy. You never have the same smile as your dad has. Maybe somewhere there deep inside you realize, this isn't what I was supposed to do. This isn't what I wanted to do. I only did it to please him or to please her. I only did it to make somebody else feel good, but I didn't do what I wanted to do. And that's what I mean by achieving your dreams. Your dreams was designed for you since birth. Whether you believe it or not, your gift is already in you. Whether you believe it or not, you have the talent to do the things you need. Whether you believe it or not, you are actually in the right place at the right time at the current situation to fix the problem that you're in and to be able to go towards the destiny that you actually wanted to have. Now, of course, it's a strive for fight, hunger, and the will to get up and do, to not procrastinate, to say to yourself that this is more. This is what I want to do. Now, I'm telling people every day, and every time I see somebody, I always tell them, if you like playing video games, play video games. You like jump roping, jump rope. You like driving fast in a car, drive fast in a car. As long as it's pursuing something that you want. Now, there are some people out there that's called the jack of all trades. They're good at everything they touch. I mean, I know a few of them. Good at everything. Everything they do, they're great. But we all know the old saying, you can be a jack of all trades, but be a master of none. Once again, a master of none. Because you didn't strive to be the greatest at that one thing. You didn't want to be the best fighter in the world 100%. You wanted to be the best fighter, the best dancer, the best actor, the best janitor, whatever, all at one time. People realize that there's something that you're supposed to do. And like I always say, your dreams prolong other people's future. Your dreams, for you not to achieve those things, you don't understand how many hundreds and thousands, millions of people that may be affected by it. You don't think about that because you're like, man, I'm just one person. Yeah, you're just one person. Bill Gates was one person. Richard Branson is one person. Michael Jordan is one person. LeBron James is one person. Madonna is one person. Jennifer Lopez, Steve Harvey, we could name, the list could go on. Oprah Winfrey. But how many jobs have they created just by them being that one person? How many sources of income they just started because they started their career or they build something and that something applies to so many jobs and helps open so many doors and advance so many schools and increase so many revenues? You're just that one person. Remember that you being that one person is big enough. You are big enough. If you can understand that and grasp that and realize that, then you will understand the importance of who you are, what your defined purpose is, why you was created, why you was here, why you was received out of your mother's womb, why did you come out already in a position at the right location that was going to shift things in the atmosphere, that was going to directly change the whole paradigm of where you was going to become. We don't realize that neighborhood that you're in may be bad or good, but because of it affected the way your future is, it directly changed towards the goal that you were supposed to go towards. You needed to go through that situation to affect somebody else. And it sucks for those who are victims of very major things, but there are a lot of people who are victims of heavy sexual, verbally, physical things, and because of it, where they are right now, they have changed so many lives throughout the world. They have opened doors. They have opened companies. They have made movements. They have opened organizations. They have fed people. There are things that you are going through or have went through that you don't realize is a bigger purpose. And it sucks. I'm not saying it's great. It sucks for those who suffer. It truly does. But if you could find just that niche, just that little bit of hope that what you're going through is going to affect somebody for the better, then you will realize how important it is that you are here. Not a waste of air, but you are a life that affects millions of lives. For those who are listening to this podcast, you could definitely join a podcast or become part of a podcast, or even invite yourself to one of my podcasts on the Preacher Parker Show. This only happens on the Anchor FM. It's a great podcast, and it definitely opens doors for many opportunities to speak. But meanwhile, back to what I'm saying, people. Preacher Parker's show is just as real as it gets, as raw as it gets, before a reason. I want to see better for our youth. I want to see better for our adults. I want people to realize that age has nothing to do with it. There are people that are successful at the older ages to the younger ages. There are little kids now opening so many chapters. I mean, I'm happy for Tyler Perry, the one he just has started. But he gave his own studio that takes away a lot of opportunities in Hollywood and brings it to Atlanta, brings it to different other areas so people can grow somewhere else and not be victims into another agenda that's corrupted, but we'll get into that later. Bow a lot of body, people. Follow your dreams. Follow your goals. Pursue your mission. Be bigger than what you think you are. Dream big so you can have big. Because little dreams get you little goals and little things and little achievements. Say you want more. Say you could be that manager. Say you could be that boss. Say you could be that leader. Say you could be that director. Say you could be that role model. Say you could be that big brother, big sister. Say those things because you can be. And if you know those things, you will be great. You heard it first here live with the Preacher Parker Show. I know it's short, but I hope it's short, impactful. It helped. It uplifted you. It gave you a positive outlook. It made you more than better on this beautiful Friday. I believe it's the 10th of October. Time is flying to 2019. Don't let this year end without achieving the goals you can achieve. Don't let this year end without making somebody happy, without letting go of your past, without forgiving that person that hurt you. Don't let this year end bad. Time is moving. It's not waiting for you. Move forward. There's always a better day ahead. Stay blessed. God bless. Stay woke. You heard it live from the boy Preacher Parker. And we're out.